Nicola, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the risks of waterfalls and why you wouldn't recommend swimming in them?
Well, while our country's waterfalls and waterholes are really inviting, they are very unpredictable and unforgiving. And tragically, they have too often proved to be deadly. So our encouragement is that people absolutely go and view how beautiful these spaces are, but they do not swim. And the key things to be looking out for and the reasons why we say that you shouldn't swim there is there's deep water, there's submerged rocks or objects, it's often murky, poor quality water, slippery rocks above and below the water, it's cold and there's also reduced buoyancy. So for all of those reasons, we say it's a great place to go and visit and enjoy, but please do not swim at waterfalls.
And yeah, so just to be really clear, we're not just talking about directly underneath the waterfall, are we? We're talking about generally those areas surrounding it. So what is it about that type of terrain in particular that's different from, say, like going to the beach?
So the freshwater environment is very different in that it's not consistent. So at Hinua Falls, for example, your toddlers could be paddling along the edges and there is a very big drop-off not too far from the edge and people are, it's hard to see because of the murky water. So that's why it's, particularly dangerous and we advise just not to get in the water.
And can you maybe provide some suggestions then about what people could do going to visit waterfalls? Because like you said, they are beautiful sights to see. What people could do there instead of swimming so that they can still enjoy those places?
Sure. So if you're going to Hinua Falls in particular, there's wonderful walking tracks around the vicinity. There's amazing spots to have a picnic and enjoy time with your family. You can take great photos. I think swimming in the water doesn't add to the experience in a way that is worth the risk.
And you've been working on a water safety initiative with some partners at Hinua Falls. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure, it's a project that we're really proud of because it is collaborative in nature. So we're working with Water Safety New Zealand, Auckland Council, ourselves and YMCA North. To provide and fund water safety advisors there. And the purpose is that it's raising awareness, so everyone that arrives, they see our advisors there. We've got signage that's saying, please don't swim and ask us why. So we have the opportunity to educate Aucklanders around the risks of waterfalls. They're taking that message back to their community. So they get to view and experience the environment, but they're going home safely at the end of the day. We've been undertaking some research there too around why do people come and what do they do while they're there, which has also been really interesting. And what we did find was mostly the 44% of visitations was actually there to walk the tracks. No one intended on getting in the water. However, people do. And that's when they get into difficulty because they have gone with no intent to swim and therefore don't have any understanding of the risk. They haven't been prepared or kind of thought about what would I do if I was to swim there. So the research has been really helpful in informing what we're doing and some additional work as collaborative partners that we're looking to do differently in the years ahead. So I think, it's a great example on the back of, really tragic summer with drowning, that together organisations can actually achieve more in keeping our communities safe and on and around the water.
Yeah, do you think that there's a lot more that needs to be done to educate people about these risks and what could be done to support the work that Drowning Prevention Auckland's already doing or something else that could be done to help get the information out there so that people are aware of the risks? What could that look like?
We definitely need to accept that water safety education is a lifelong journey, that it needs to go beyond swimming skills. So I'll use my daughter as an example. She's learned how to swim at school, so at 11, I know that she can swim the length of a pool. However, if she was to go to our local beach at Murawai and get stuck in a rip, she doesn't have the knowledge to keep herself safe. So if we had water safety and water competency part of how we were educating our young children, then she would be able to identify a rip she would have had experience in a controlled way of what it feels like to be in a RIP, and then she would understand what to do to keep herself safe. And I think that's where our education needs to go from understanding in the classroom, learning in a controlled environment, but taking our young people out into the open water in a safe way so they understand what it's really like out in the beautiful environments that we're lucky to have in this country, so that they are safe. And similar in a waterfall environment or a river, it's really, really different to swimming in a controlled pool environment.
Right, so water safety education is definitely super important for our young people. But what are some things that our listeners could take away so that they can stay safe around any body of water? We talked last time about generally people being overconfident about their abilities, especially because of all of us being locked inside in lockdown and not having that experience in the water. So what are a couple of things that people could take with them today so that they can stay safe around water this summer?
I think a couple of key messages is to be prepared. The Safe Swim website is fantastic for checking in on different areas of water around Auckland and whether they're safe to go to. Looking out for yourself and others, so taking responsibility for your own safety, but also reaching out if you see someone doing something that's potentially going to put themselves at risk, and you know, keeping ourselves all safe together would be some key messages today.
And that was Drowning Prevention Auckland's Chief Executive Nicola Keane-Bigler encouraging us to stay safe around the water this summer.